Hello, good morning everyone, good afternoon, good evening to everyone watching, and welcome to DNP Unlocked. And hi Anna, good morning. I think you're on mute right now.
Good morning everyone, good morning Clay, welcome. It's Sunday again. I'm sorry I'm at home. I'm on my way somewhere else. I'm in a car.
Where are you heading, Anna? It's rainy outside here in Northeast Coast.
Well, it's beautiful here in New York. I'm going to go to the city, and, you know, whenever I go there, I just want to eat some Filipino food. Real one.
The real deal. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Anna and I are here. Paul will be joining shortly for our discussion about finance. This is a very great topic for a lot of new nurses, immigrant nurses, that financial information or financial literacy plays a big factor in your success here in the United States when you come to the to work, because there's a lot of information that is new to our foreign nurses. This information that we're going to give today is very important with the use of technology that's available today. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce our panel speaker today, our guest speaker. He is the CEO of Nurse Wallet. It's a app-based tool for a lot of nurses. May you be a permanent nurse or temporary nurse in the United States. It will help you navigate your pay, your shift, and there's a lot of features on this app. So let's welcome Patrick.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm super excited to be here today. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Anna. How's everybody doing?
Great. Patrick, where are you from right now? Where are you usually based?
Yeah, I'm based in Boston, Massachusetts. So a little bit further north than you guys here in, from New York, but you know, rainy day outside today, but excited to be talking to you guys this morning.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. When I saw Patrick and LinkedIn, I was very curious about the product that they are sharing out there. And I'm always a person who likes to jump into new things, check it out. And when I saw the app called Nurse Wallet, I said it triggered my interest and curiosity. And as all we know that nursing burnout, the number one reason is financial. And when you talk with a lot of healthcare providers, majority are not really as financial literate as other industry. So I think one important aspect that we need to understand is the financial tools that we have available. Even though you're not the most financial savvy, at least know the tools that are available there to use. Right, Anna? You used this app already, right, Anna? You tried it?
Yes. I've been using it for a week now and I'm enjoying it. And next Friday, I'm getting paid, so I have basically an idea how much will I get. Thanks to you, great. And I'm carrying a number of nurses' friends and some of my other traveler nurses' friends. So they were very amazed by it. I'm so excited and can't wait for Patrick to share more about it. I think he's the best person. But for 1 week, I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it, and I feel like I am becoming financially responsible for a week.
Well, that's good.
I love it. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, before we let Patrick introduce his product and the software that they developed, which is just a disclaimer that DNP Unlock is not financially compensated for any of this show that we're doing. We are a nursing empowerment platform where we give the tools that are readily available for the nurses to check out. Again, this is not sponsored. And we are just here to share what available tools we have as nurses, new nurses and foreign nurses out there. So Patrick, you have slides for us, correct?
I do. You ready for them?
All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody. So today I want to talk about nurse financial freedom. Before I get into sort of some of the ways that we can do that, would love to introduce myself a little bit first. So I'm Patrick. The other person on this screen is my fiance, Nora. She is a nurse. She's been a nurse for, I think, 8 years now. I actually dropped her off at the hospital this morning. But I know you might be wondering, you know, is Patrick a nurse? I, unfortunately, am not a nurse, but live with one. So sort of very, very closely understand the nurse financial journey. And then a little bit about, you know, how we started NurseWallet. How did we get into this? So this was a recent post on LinkedIn. I'm not sure if it's the one that Kay saw that connected us, but it might have been. And to understand a little bit about, you know, why we got into it, I was interviewing some nurses. I spent a long time working in financial technology and realized that nurses had a uniquely complex financial situation. So how much you get paid is directly linked to how much you work, but that's often changing based on taxes, differentials, overtime. And there's a lot of pieces going into figuring out how much money you even take home. And then from there, you have to contend with, you know, student loans. How much do I invest? How much can I afford to save? So I thought nurses had a uniquely challenging financial situation. So I quit my job at Capital One and started NurseWallet, you know, 3 or so years ago. A little bit about how this might work today. So I'm going to dive in. I'm going to give a free lesson on some financial topics and talk about how NurseWallet can help with those topics. But at any point, you can ask questions either by scanning this QR code, or I'm going to put the link in the chat here. So now the link's in the chat as well. And we'll do a Q&A at the end of the presentation. And during on that platform, you can ask questions anonymously or put your name, and you can also vote on anybody else's questions. And there'll also be a few polls that we can use. So this is just a way to try to get everybody involved, because I want to make sure that, as Kay mentioned, you know, this is a nurse empowerment discussion. So I want to make sure what we're talking about is as helpful as possible to you. So with that, let's jump right into the first poll here. So what I'd like to ask everybody is what do you stress most about when you think about money? So if you go to the link in the chat or scan the QR code, the poll should be live now, and you should be able to answer the question. So I'll give everybody a few seconds just to sort of think about that. So the way that we like to think about sort of financial freedom here at NurseWallet is that there's four key pillars. And obviously there's lots of things underneath each one, but the four key pillars are your debt, your budgeting. And at NurseWallet, we don't like to call it budgeting. We don't like to think too much about, you know, trying to track every single dollar you spend, because realistically, who's doing that? There's investing, so putting money away towards your future. And then finally, getting to a place where you can actually spend on what you want without feeling guilty about it. During today's conversation, we're going to talk a little bit about two key topics, alternatives to budgeting and debt. And then we'll talk a little bit about at the end about how the NurseWallet platform can help you get there. Cool. So on the alternative to budgeting, we'll skip this poll for now, but let's talk a little bit about a sort of example here. So let's say that you're out to dinner with your two friends, Sarah and Annie, and they're sort of thinking about what they want to have to eat. You have your friend, Sarah. She's a health nut. She's reading every article, every podcast. She's worrying about every single little thing that could potentially be out there. And then you have Annie, who really doesn't care. So she's ordering multiple different entrees. She's going crazy. And that's sort of a similar way that you might see money happen as well. So you might have that one friend who's going to track every single penny they spend on 40 different spreadsheets and is going to sort of stress about every single thing they spend on. And then you have somebody on the other end who just completely ignores the situation because it's too overwhelming and maybe overspends and just kind of, you know, just fully blocks it out. And you might be thinking, hey, there has to be another way. And so what we like to think about here at NurseWallet is that a lot of people overcomplicate things when it comes to their finances, similarly to how you might think about fitness. So unless you're an elite athlete, if, you know, you eat healthy and you exercise, you're getting yourself a lot of the way there. And money works the same way, where there are some low-hanging fruit and some easy wins that we can take advantage of to really start to get on the path towards financial freedom. And so those three things are the three financial pillars that we like to talk about in terms of your money mindset. And the first one is understanding how much money is coming in every month. So that, as we talked about earlier, can be a little bit tricky as a nurse. Pillar two is understanding how much money is absolutely coming out. So when you know how much is coming in, then you know how much must go out. And then the third is figuring out, you know, do you have enough saved in case something goes wrong? So in terms of understanding how much money is coming in, most nurses don't understand how much they take home in a month. Your schedule is always changing. Your differentials can be complicated. You might be trying to do shift math to figure out, if I pick up this extra shift, what does that get me? And your taxes are this huge black box. With the Nurse Wallet app, nurses can understand the exact amount of money you take home based on the schedule you're working. So when you input your shift schedule, you can understand how much you're making in OT pay. You can manage your schedule. You can calculate all your differentials. And we take care of all those taxes. So you're not feeling like, hey, if I pick up this extra shift, you know, am I actually going to take home more money? So we do all that hard work for you. In terms of understanding how much money's coming out, what we like to focus on here at Nurse Wallet is your fixed costs. And so there's two types of costs when you think about your finances. The first one is going to be things like coffee or lunch or sort of ordering DoorDash while you're on the unit. The second one is going to be the things that you know you're spending on every month. So for most people, your rent, your debt payments, and your commuting costs, for example, are going to be the same every month. And so what a lot of people do is they don't really think about those. But what we like to suggest here at Nurse Wallet is by writing out all of your fixed costs after you know how much money you're going to take home, you're going to know how much money's left over for you to deal with in a given month. And so here's our philosophy on fixed costs. You should know what they are. You should know if they're generally within a healthy range. And then you should see if there's any, if you want to cut down on them. And generally speaking, in terms of your overall financial picture, your fixed costs should be about 50 to 60% of how much money you're taking home in a given month. So obviously, you know, step one, you have to understand how much money you're taking home. And step two is understanding your fixed costs. And if it's about 50 to 60%, you're generally speaking in a good spot. The next topic we want to cover here is making sure you have enough saved in case something goes wrong. There's sort of a common savings trap that we see a lot today. So one is, you know, you get this great nursing job, you love it, but you're just worried about saving and not spending because that's what you feel like you're supposed to do. But then an unexpected bill comes up, your car breaks down, a health expense, and then you're really stressed because you feel like, you know, you haven't actually saved any money. So what we like to propose is setting specific savings goals. So you save every month to put money into a fund specifically for when stuff goes wrong. You can call this an emergency fund, a rainy day fund, et cetera. And then when you get a bill that is sort of unexpected, you pay it out of that fund instead of combining that money you're saving with your overall retirement savings. So by just physically putting the money in a different account, you're going to really improve your mindset when it comes to this because you know that that money is specifically there for when things go wrong. Here's how you can create your rainy day fund. And, you know, we'll talk about at the end how Nurse Wallet can help you do this. But the first is you want to figure out how much you want to contribute every month to that rainy day fund. We generally recommend it's about 3 to 6 months of that fixed cost number we talked about earlier. You want to figure out how long it's going to take, you want to take to get there. So some people are going to be really aggressive and they're going to say, I want to have a rainy day fund set up in 3 months. Other people might not want it for 12 months. And so it's a little bit personal preference and you can decide on a plan that works for you. And then generally speaking, you want your contribution towards savings overall to be about 10% of how much money you're taking home every month. So the next topic here we'd love to dive into is on debt. Looking at that link I sent earlier, not looking like any questions have come in yet, but highly encourage everybody to drop questions on that link because that's how I can sort of know what's most interesting for everybody. Speaking about debt, here's what you're going to walk away from this lesson with. One, hey, what is a credit score? Why does it matter for your financial life? And then lastly, what is your credit report and how might we sort of use that to improve our finances? So what's a credit score? Your credit score is how banks or anybody who's lending you money is going to figure out how risky it is to let you borrow money from them. Why does that matter? Well, banks make money by lending people money. And so the riskier they think you are, the more they're going to charge you to let you borrow money from them. And so the first step to do is to know where you stand, and that is to figure out what your credit score is. And that is step one towards figuring out how to crush your any debt you have, whether that's student loans, credit card debt, et cetera. So let's break down the credit score a little bit. You know, when do you borrow money? When you're buying a house, when you're buying a car, credit cards, student loans. A lender is anybody who's going to let you borrow money. And here are some of the numbers about where you stand with your credit score. One thing to call out, even if your credit score is poor or fair, there's some really great ways to improve your credit score over time, which we'll talk about. So if you're in those bottom things, or maybe you don't have a credit score yet because you still haven't come to the United States, that's totally fine. We have lots of strategies to help you figure that out. But we just like to put this here so you know sort of what you hope to strive for one day. So what goes into a credit score? The first two, and these are tough when you don't have a credit score yet, but is your payment history and then your oldest line of credit. So the first way that banks determine, you know, how risky is this person to lend money to is, you know, have they paid other people back before? And so the way they like to figure that out is your payment history and your oldest credit. And so the best thing to do for your credit when you're first coming here is to find ways to establish a line of credit. Now that doesn't mean come over and borrow a ton of money, but there's things you can do, which I'm happy to talk about sort of in the Q&A or later about good strategies to establishing that credit. The next is of the credit you have, how much of it do you use? So if you had, you know, $10,000 of available credit and you already had borrowed $9,000 of it, banks might look at you and say, oh, if we lend this person money, they're going to use all of it. So we need to be careful. And so it's really about how much of that credit are you using? And then the last is how frequently are you trying to borrow money? So how many times have you applied for some type of loan? And then lastly, how many times have you opened up a new lending account in the last, you know, 6 months to a year? So these are the general buckets of what goes into your credit score. And why does that matter? So the first two things is it will impact your ability to borrow money at all should you need to. And then more importantly, it'll affect your interest payments. So as you might need to take on debt, figuring out what your interest rate is going to be a huge mover towards helping you with your finances. So what is interest? I think it's a word that gets thrown out there a lot. I think people, you know, have lots of different ways you can think about it. The way we like to simplify it is that's how much the bank is charging you for their services. So, you know, the lower your credit score, the higher your interest rate is going to be. And so the way to put yourself in a great position is to figure out, you know, where your credit score is at. Okay, so you might be wondering, you know, where do I go from here? And this is a little bit about, you know, how NurseWallet can help. So as Kay mentioned, we do have a free app and it sounds like Anna's using it. We also have lots of free resources online and some that you can pay for as well to help get you to sort of the next level financially. So we have a financial freedom course that will walk you through step-by-step how to set up a financial system that will help it run on autopilot. So we have lessons on debt, figuring out your fixed cost plan like we talked about today. So we can actually, you know, with either myself or some of our other financial experts, create a plan that specifically works for you. We can help you invest either via your employer-sponsored plan or on your own, and then help you figure out how much you have left to spend guilt-free every month. What you'll get out of the course is there's 20 free lessons. There's office hours where you can come with a group sort of similar to something like this, where you can ask questions, but actually like hop on the call yourself and ask. We have access to one-on-one coaching. We have tons of free workbooks and extras. So things, for example, of, hey, as a new nurse to the United States, how do I, you know, get started with my credit? We have resources on that type of thing. We have an online community where you can chat with other like-minded nurses and then bonus resources on additional topics. And then what you'll leave the course with is an alternative to budget that you can track on the NurseWallet app. So that will really help you get the most utilization of our app, which can help keep you on track financially. You'll have all the accounts you need set up. So a rainy day fund, like we talked about, your 401k or 403b, if you are already working over here, a Roth IRA, if you want to invest a little more, and the system will run on autopilot. So you're not having to spend a ton of time every month worrying about that. A few other things you get, if you have a bunch of debt, we can help you reconsolidate that, an investing plan. We have financial experts, including myself, but also some other nurse financial experts who can give sort of expert advice. And then you get unlimited access to our full university resources. A little bit here about how it works. The first thing I'll say is that anybody can go on and just download the app today. So that can sort of get you started. Also, if you do any of the course and you don't like it and you sort of done the work, you're not getting value, we can refund all of your money within 60 days. And then a little bit here on sort of the different pricing tiers. I won't walk through them, but you know, if you're interested, you can scan this QR code or go to that link on our website, nursewallet.co. But as Kay and Anna mentioned at the top of the call, the app is 100% free to nurses. you can go and download it and start to explore yourself. But I do just like to highlight that we do have some extra offerings, because a lot of the nurses we've talked to, we have over 50,000 nurses using the app. A lot of them sometimes want expert help or sort of are, have specific questions. And so we like to offer additional coaching to help you get to the next level. That's all the materials I had. I have that Q&A if anybody has questions, but that was sort of the lesson I was hoping to give today.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrick, for showing us all those discussion and information about Nurse Wallet, and not only about Nurse Wallet, but in general, the financial things that we have to know as a new foreign nurse or a new nurse working in the United States. There's a lot of big differences when it comes to outside U.S. and within U.S. As for me and Anna, did you have experience outside Philippines and U.S., or you just did U.S. and Philippines?
U.S. only in Philippines.
Yeah, for me, my experience is only U.S. and the Philippines. But we do have a lot of our nurses coming to the U.S. workforce. They're coming from, like, say, Germany, Netherlands, Ireland.
New Belize.
Especially Middle East, Qatar, Doha.
Yeah.
So a lot of our nurses, foreign nurses, or international nurses coming from a different country, they are so confused every time they see their paycheck. And they said, what is this deduction? It's like cooking a big bag of spinach. And then when you pour it into a pan, it just shrinks. You know how that image, like, you know, it's like a big bag of spinach that you bought, and then after it's just a little scoop of it, right? That's left over. So that's how it kind of like explained to them. What you see initially is the gross, and what you see after is the net. That's how finance here in the United States is. And like Patrick said, you have to be knowledgeable on these things that are happening on your paycheck. Anna, when you started here in the United States and you received your first paycheck, did you understand it fully?
No, I created a long email aggressive to my HR and accounting. I was like, why am I paying this taxes? What is this for? I don't know this. I was confused.
Yes.
I complain.
And as for my experience, when I first started with this agency, I did not know 401k, and they had automatic deduction of the 401k. I said, what is this? Why is it automatically removing from my paycheck? Because when I used to work in the government, we didn't have the 401k. It was the 457 plan and the pension. So when I move out to a private agency, I said, I did not understand this. And I think I got upset about it. Like, why are you deducting it? But I didn't realize it actually benefiting me, because the company was matching. And I was upset for no reason. You know, it's just added stress that I don't think that he didn't have to if I've been financially literate of what Patrick has discussed. Anybody has questions? Patrick, can we show the thing that where they can send questions?
The link.
So here's the link again.
We can also ask questions, you know, we receive some chat. Private messages.
So this is your opportunity to talk to directly to the CEO of a company who made an app, right? A lot of people, they would not have access to these people. And they would just be like, oh, it's very sad. It didn't work. But the things I see here, when you have direct access to the people who's making things better for us, I think you should speak up. Because this is the only way we can receive feedback and make things better for all of us. If the people who's doing these things, these tools to help us, are not receiving enough feedback, they will have no way to understand how to make things better. But thank you so much, Patrick, for being here. And directly, we can tell you how our experience is. So I'll start first. My experience, Patrick, in using the Nurse Wallet, when I put my shift, let's say I work from 7 to 4:30, I don't have that ability to put in that I took 30 minutes without pay, 30 minutes break without pay. It only shows like 7 to 3:30, I work, 7 to 3:30, I work 8.5 hours, and it's calculated based from 8.5 hours. Is there an option there that will make me not count the lunch break, or I should just put 7 to 3?
Yeah, we recommend that people just put in whatever their like total working hours are. So if you're working 7 to 4 and you took a 30-minute break, we recommend just saying 7 to 3:30. We had some issues with breaks because some hospitals do have paid breaks. And so that was sort of messing some nurses up. So we had that on there. We took it off. And so we found it's worked better when people just kind of put in manually what their sort of net working hours are.
Got it. So it's best to just put like 7 to 3 if I'm working that 8 hours, then rather than 7 to 3:30, kind of like
correct.
That. Correct. Okay. Because that one I said, oh, wait, hold on a minute. I'm not being paid 8.5. I'm only being paid 8. So that's one thing that users, if you're using this app, one thing that you have to take notice is make sure that you put the only time that you work, not the unpaid break. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anna, do you have feedback when you were using the app?
Well, like what I said, I've been using this for a week and I'm loving it. I actually signed up for a 2-year. So let's see how it works for a long term. And my only concern is, you know, one of my friends tried it and he asked for a app. I know I asked this beforehand when we had the meeting with him. Like, do you want to know about, I know, what we like put on a tax bracket? If we're an tax option, I said, well, we will ask that point on that.
Yeah, so it's actually, it doesn't show the taxes, correct? It doesn't show the tax bracket, the tax breakdown. But so it's kind of simplifying for the nurses to understand that that this is your take home, your net after the taxes, correct?
Correct. Yes. The way we like to think about it is that the most important thing to know is that take home number, because once you know how much you're taking home, you can start to plan off of that. So our app does take taxes into account and we sort of solve that for you, but we're not showing all that information, more so just to not overwhelm everybody. But you can certainly, you'll certainly be accounted for with the taxes.
Yeah, thank you. Zoe in our chat has a message. She said, "Said the app is only available on an iPhone. Do we have plan to start rolling it out for Androids, Patrick?"
Yep, we absolutely have plans to roll it on an Android. The other thing I'll mention is on our website, if you do sign up for the course, we have some current workarounds if you do have an Android, where we can sort of make some of the features that are available in the app available sort of on your laptop and things like that. But it's we are getting through getting with the Android as soon as we can here.
All right. So I want to share my screen. Let's see, percent. I'll share the screen that I have. Oh, share screen. Because I did it on my end and I just tried my numbers. Not directly my numbers. Hello? Did I get paused?
Yeah, you're paused, okay.
All right. I think my screen kind of froze. Everybody's frozen now.
Not your real number, okay?
All right. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. All right, it froze. So I want to share a screen that I tried here on my end. Jax, can you show my screen right now? All right. So I did try this.
I love that screen.
Okay, so this is what initially I got when I said, okay, by the way, this is just random numbers that I put, okay? Just for the background, I put there, if a person is earning $60 an hour, and let's say I'm paying a rent of, let's say, $2,900 because I have family and kids, okay? And I'm putting 6% of my 401k. So this is where the 401k kind of, right? Investing, Patrick?
Say that again, Kay, sorry.
So these are the numbers that I randomly put in my in the app. So I did put there $60 an hour income, and then I was putting 6% to my 401k.
Correct.
Okay. This is where I got confused. So the 6% was going to investing or was it going to retirement?
The 6% goes into retirement. So your investing is sort of like a recommended amount sort of outside of retirement, particularly like a Roth IRA is what we recommend. But your retirement money, we separate that out because that's sort of coming directly out of your take home. But that sort of take home number is the amount that's actually going to hit your paycheck. And then sort of that monthly cost number there is what we talked about in the fixed cost section of the presentation.
Yeah, so I put in the nurse wallet when I was putting my information. I put there like $2,900 monthly rent. I also put 6% 401k retirement, and I also put there like 20,000 student loans. And then my cost of living was $800 for food for a family of four, and then the car was around $500 a month. And I think there were utilities for 200. Those are like the common expenses that, let's say, a person would have. So if you're a person earning 6,000 with a family, then, I mean, sorry, $60 per hour income for household income, then this can probably be a close number for your take home. Okay, so again, this is based from $60 per hour income of a nurse. If it was a solo earner, that's good. If you're a dual earner, it can be for $30 per hour. Both of you are doing $30 per hour. So this can be a good estimate as well. So, but this is usually individual because your tax bracket actually auto-calculates based from the hospital you put in, right? Because you calculate where the hospital is located and you calculate the taxes based from there.
Exactly. And then we also ask like how often you get paid, so we understand how often taxes are being taken out. And then based on the shifts you work, you can go into our calendar and put in your specific shifts for that month. And we can take into account if you're working night shift and you get a night shift differential, or if you're working overtime, we can calculate all of that as well.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. And I'll stop sharing my screen. Let's welcome Paul and Patrick. Hi, Paul.
Hi,
good
Patrick.
Morning.
Hey, Paul.
Great. Hey, Patrick. Great presentation so far. Thanks for coming in today.
Of course. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. So we're discussing the practice that I did on the app. And there are questions that, you know, if anybody has questions, feel free to put it on the comments or, you know, or send me a message, or anyone, so we can go through with Patrick. Or if you have recommendations on how to make things better, always feel free to share it to the reviews in the App Store or send it directly to Patrick and their team. Paul, have you tried the app so far?
I have not, but I'm actually interested, Patrick. I do like the interface. I was looking at the website when you told us a lot of information are in the website. I like the shift calculator. I think that's very helpful because, you know, before with me, to be honest with you, when I was travel nursing, and, you know, travel nurses, we love calculating stuff because we need to renegotiate contracts and all that. I think this is important because, you know, before I have to use a separate app for pay calculator, you know, and, you know, check stocks and all that. My main question would be, how does the investing part work? And I love the part with the course. Is it when it comes to the course for investing, is this self-paced? I know it is. It says in the website. But how does it go? If I am a nurse that's just living paycheck to paycheck, but suddenly I want to get into investing because I heard it from one of the TikTok influencers or Instagram influencer nurses. What do I get from the app as far as the investing part?
Yeah, absolutely. So the nice thing about the course and the online platform that you can sign up for through the website is we can help you figure out in more detail what type of investing is right for you. So when we do the course, it's self-paced, but you unlock different topics as you go. So before we get into investing, we do your budgeting and your debt management, similar to some of the stuff we talked about today, before we dive right in and go right to investing. And so then we can figure out for you, you know, who's your employer, what type of, you know, 401k or 403b match do they have? And then we can make recommendations beyond that. For a lot of our nurses, what ends up happening is, you know, maybe they have some debt. So it makes more sense to just take advantage of your 401k or your 403b match, put a certain percentage there away, which we can figure out based on your personal financial situation. And then for nurses who want to go and be up and beyond and invest, that's where in the Nurse Wallet app, we have like the ability to sign up for a Roth IRA directly in the app. But we also recommend if nurses want to use other investing products, we're very comfortable helping them sign up there. So we've helped nurses sign up on tools like SoFi and other investing tools if they want to create a Roth IRA elsewhere.
Nice. And is this like, do they connect with other investing tools, or it's not built into the app or something?
If you want to use ours, we do have one platform connected via ours. Like, so we have a Nurse Wallet investing platform, but we also we don't make money off of that. That's just to make it available in our app. If nurses do want to pursue another platform, we're very open to that. So what we have in addition to the course is we have office hours, which are group sessions, and then we have the ability to book one-on-one coaching. And so for a lot of nurses, what we end up doing is, for nurses who are interested in taking that investing to the next level, we'll sort of set up a coaching session and like walk through the account setup step by step and make sure it works for them.
Nice. I think that's a good feature that they could like put money into their IRA right into the app. You know, for some nurses, they don't want a lot of like tinkering with different apps. So if there's an app where everything can be put in one app, I think that's a really great idea. And everything is centralized there. Now, with regards to IRA, is there like options like to auto invest, pick their stocks, or does the company have like target funds or something like that?
Yeah. So we ask in our product, we ask a series of questions around, you know, what your risk tolerance is, other types of companies that you don't want to invest in, or like certain causes you want to try to support. And then it's a robo advisor that will put a portfolio together for you. So it's auto investing. And so the way we like to think about it is, you know, you just decide, hey, I want to contribute $100 a month to this. And then you can sort of automatically do that directly within our app. But for nurses who want to go above and beyond and pick the individual stocks and assemble the portfolio, we can certainly do that. But we try to keep it as simple as possible on our platform.
Nice. And if they pursue that part where they want to use the IRA part, does that is it associated with extra cost or something like that?
Nope. So we have a no fee product there. We also love SoFi's Roth IRA. So for anybody here who maybe, you know, doesn't want to do the Nurse Wallet path, we have some resources on how to sign up for that one. That's really low cost right now. And just a great resource for auto investing. There's some others that are great as well. But we like to recommend SoFi as another option.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
For just a reference of a lot of our new nurses coming to the United States, SoFi is one of our big banks that is well known here in the United States. So you know, when I put my money, I always ask who is the vendor behind this, right? Because what you want to do is to make sure that you do background check of the banks who are apps affiliated, and make sure that they are, you know, the major banks. For me, I will have more peace of mind if it's a major bank, right? Because there's, you know, banking here in the United States is very, very regulated. And of course, it comes with a protection for the people, okay? All right. Any more questions for our group? Anna is out and she will be back shortly. Let's see. Sorry, Ali says, sorry, I just joined. What app is it? Ali, we're talking about Nurse Wallet app. So this is, thanks, Paul, for showing that, nursewallet.co. As for me, my question now is, who's the best user for this, Patrick? Because there's an option between like travel nurses and permanent staff. So who are the most users of this?
Yep. So we have both on our app, and we have the ability, if you're a travel nurse, to input your stipend that you're working. We can help you work through your stipend versus your sort of standard pay. So it works for any type of nurse, whether, you know, you're working at one hospital, a travel nurse, if you're working per diem shifts. We found that the nurses who get the most utility out of the app are the nurses who are really interested in getting started on the right foot financially. So it's not, you know, it's not for the nurse who's going to, you know, go and count every single dollar they spend and, you know, read every article about how to optimize every last dollar. We try to really be built for the nurses who are, you know, just trying to figure out, hey, where do I get started? How do I get on the right foot financially? And we try to really meet nurses where they are. So if that's, you know, nurses new to nursing or nurses new to the United States, you know, nurses who maybe haven't been doing the most responsible use of their finances and want to get on the right foot, we really like to be that first app you can go to get started. That's really what we like to focus on.
Just thank you for that. And I was browsing over, so, and I tried it and I said, this is very good for me to understand where's my money going, really. because a lot of our nurses, they come in here and they think this the expenses that we spend here are like fixed already. But actually, the expenses that we do here in the United States are all fixable and adjustable to make, you know, to save. But unless you're seeing it in your eyes in front, sometimes these expenses just builds up in their credit card and they don't really understand that part. And not a lot of nurses would start with a budget. So for me, the way I see this app is a good help for you to understand how to start with budgeting. And it's very easy, friendly, and it's kind of like the interface is very easy to understand. And like Patrick said, the target of this product are those people who are beginners. Okay, if you are an advanced, you have advanced knowledge on financial tools, you're like doing stock trading, options trading, this is not for you. I don't think so, right, Patrick?
Exactly. If you're already doing, you know, swaps and all kinds of crazy stuff, there's probably other tools out there for you, for sure.
Yes, definitely. But this is a great product for those beginning who are new here in the United States or are new, a new grad and does not know where to start financial. This is a very good tool. I'd like to go on the chat, on the comments. And so we said, I can access it on my laptop. So far, it's very promising, especially the interface. It looks very easy to use. Thank you, Zoe, for that feedback. See anybody? Zoe also asked, will the app also help calculate for the income tax?
Yep, absolutely, Zoe. And that we can even get really helpful if you're maybe taking extra shifts in a given week on our calendar feature. So it will do things like, say if you worked overtime and help you figure out what the sort of additional marginal tax you'll pay is on that. So yeah, we are all over the tax code.
Yeah. I have a question, Patrick. For those nurses, you know, we all know that nurses do a lot of jobs in one day. Sometimes it's one hospital that they're doing a lot of overtime and that can be done in the app. How about those people who do different, you know, different job in different setting in one day? Is there a way that they can add their extra job? Let's say I'm working in this hospital for 8 hours, but then I'm also doing a second shift in a different hospital. Can I add that job in this app?
Yeah. So within your calendar feature, when you go to add a shift, you select the facility that you're working that shift at. And so you can certainly use our app to cross multiple facilities. And we have lots of nurses who do that. And it's like one thing we'll see is a nurse might be on a travel assignment at one facility, but then she's working PRN shifts at another one. And so you can very easily add multiple facilities to the app.
Got it. It's so very simple. When I was starting to put the facility where I work at, the first question that actually goes to my mind is, why do I have to put the hospital name, right? And there's a lot of people who are curious. Why do they have to put the hospital name? Does it matter, Patrick?
Yeah, it helps us with taxes to validate sort of what you're going to pay in taxes. So, for example, in New York State, there's different taxes than in New York City. So if you're working at a hospital in New York City, there's additional city tax. So we geofence the location. The second is it helps us to manage if you're working across multiple facilities, how often you're getting paid. So how much your taxes come out depends on how often your employer runs payroll. So if you get paid once a week, the taxes work differently than if you get paid once a year based on overtime. Because if say if you got paid every week, which some hospitals do, and you work two overtime shifts, the hospital will then, when they submit it to the IRS, they'll basically multiply that week's paycheck times 52 pay period, so 52 weeks in a year. And then they'll take out more taxes because they're going to think you make that money all year. And then at the end of the year, you get that money back in a refund if you don't actually work that much. But if you're getting paid monthly, it's different. And so what we do is by managing which facility it is, we can know how often they're paying you to sort of get a better view of that tax number. But we don't share with your hospital if you're using the app. Your data is fully private and safe with us. We have that all listed on our privacy policy and everything like that. But that's really just for us to do your taxes. We're not talking to your hospital about that or anything.
Yeah. You're not sharing any of our overtime in a different hospital, correct?
Correct. We don't share any data with anybody. So
nurses, you're safe. They're not going to tell the other employer, hey, your nurse is working here, right? Not like that.
No. Yeah, I think I'd go to jail if I did that. So I think I'm definitely not going to do that.
because a lot of our new nurses come with non-compete clauses. As everybody knows, right, there are non-compete clauses in the contracts of a lot of international nurses coming here. And there are a lot of employers that are actually are lenient to that they will allow international nurses to work on a different facility only with disclosure. You know, so again, this is a good clarity that the Nurse Wallet app does not share your information to any employer. And thank you, Patrick, for clarifying that. One thing that I learned from this, and a lot of nurses need to understand, that Patrick highlighted there is that your tax, you know, if you overpay your taxes annually, I mean, you overpay your tax during the entire year, you get also refunds. So that's a different topic. But because there's a lot of misconception, Patrick, among young nurses and international nurses, that people are sharing, like, hey, don't do a lot of overtime because you're going to tax more. Well, actually, I always say, like, I have never seen a doctor refuse a higher paycheck just because they're going to get taxed, right? And a lot of people are saying, hey, you're going to be taxed. Your bonus, your signing bonus are taxed more, right? So there's this misconception about this. And I always tell them, the withholding is very different from your annual tax. You might be, you know, like Patrick said, that Uncle Sam thinks that you're getting paid this amount of money, like your sign-in bonus, a lot of that money. So Uncle Sam thought that this is your paycheck every time, right? So then your tax bracket will go up. But in reality, if Uncle Sam sees at the end of the year when you file your taxes that this is not your bracket, then he will refund it, correct?
Exactly. The other thing I like to call out is, we hear that all the time of, oh, if I work this overtime shift, I'll get taxed more. It's only on the sort of extra money that you're making that might even be eligible for that. So if you're at, you know, let's just pick easy numbers. If you get taxed, you know, 10% for the first $100 you make, but if you make $150, you get taxed, you know, 15%. Only that extra $50 gets taxed at that higher tax bracket. It's not the whole $150. And so we have lots of resources on all that, but yeah, don't worry about the taxes so much when you're picking up the shift. I think it is really helpful to know based on the app how much money you'll take home, so you know, but you're not gonna quote unquote lose money because of taxes.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. I always tell them, I have never seen anyone who refused a sign-in bonus because of the taxes. You know, they're already your bonus. You know, take it. But thank you for clarifying, especially, you know, a person coming from the finance industry, because we are not in finance industry. And we always say that you always have to talk with the people in the finance industry because they have more knowledge on this. But we are your over-the-counter information. You know, it's like saying, you don't go to a doctor to buy, you know, to ask permission to buy Vicks to put in your chest, right? Exactly. So there are a lot of over-the-counter information when it comes to finance, and there are also information that you need to talk with, you know, with these professional people. Okay. Thank you, Patrick, for sharing Nurse Wallet with us. Again, this is all free app for nurses if you want to try it. And then if you have feedback, always share it to Patrick and his team or the app, right, on the App Store. They can leave a review and your team gets through it. Any last words, Patrick, for our nurses who are watching?
No, I would just say, if you have any questions on anything I said, I got into this because I really like to help nurses with this topic. So if you have any questions, you can go to our website. You can find a sort of a way to submit a support request. You can find me on LinkedIn. This is my name. Please send me a message. But I'm here to help. So please let me know if I have any questions. And we'd love to help as many of you as possible.
Yeah, I met Patrick on LinkedIn, and it's very responsive and it's very open to ideas and things. So thank you for joining us and sharing your time on this Sunday morning. You know, very few people will do join us on Sunday morning, and we really, really appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. And Paul, for our next show on the next week?
Well, it's a turn of the month, okay? So actually, we still have one more show for May. Our show for next week, okay, will be ethical recruitment for nurses. So this will be our last show for May, and it's our episode 13. So please join us again. This is every Sunday, 8 a.m. Central Time. We would love to talk about this very important thing. Okay, we really selected this for the last day, last Sunday of the month of nurses, which is May. Yep, we'll see you guys next week.
Happy Nurses Month, everyone. And I hope you're learning a lot from this show that we're bringing to you. All right. And
try Nurse Wallet. Download it. It's free if you're here in the U.S. Very, very good app. And lots of great resources in their website as well. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Anna.